Well, another lovely thing about membership drives, even when they're over, is that we get lots and lots and lots of Tom Casper. And our guest host for, gosh, almost 20 years, Tom Casper, joins us this morning for tips for hardy gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, Larry Weber talks a lot about vernal ponds, and he was actually a little concerned on Friday because these little ponds that just form in the spring when there's extra water are so important for so many different kinds of life to get started. And he was worried that we didn't have quite enough snow for some of these vernal ponds. So I kept saying to myself all weekend long, vernal ponds, vernal ponds, vernal ponds, vernal ponds. And I almost had the backyard. There were some parts of the garden plot that eventually will be torched that had, you know, were free of snow. The back deck was a little bit free of snow, and not anymore.
Yeah. So we have you and Larry Weber to thank for the snow over the weekend.
Well, yeah, Larry's the guy that puts a spin on it that I find helpful when I'm about to sink into the slough of despond. But I'm kind of there, man. It's like, but of course we've got 50s. Like for the, I mean, tomorrow's going to be yuck. But after that, we have like 50s for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you know, and I think Larry, what he was saying, I think that too, that we were really going into the spring here a little short on moisture. It may have seemed like it to folks because snow has really stuck around. We didn't have those warm temperatures, but as far as snow volume, now we're a little bit above normal, but not by a lot, you know, within a few inches above our normal snowfall for winter. So this good little blast, as much as it kind of, nobody appreciates it, or most people don't appreciate it coming in mid-April.
Right.
It really is good for a lot of things, you know, and will help with the frogs and all sorts of things that need those ponds to start life. So,
well, and of course, gardeners understand better than most people the importance of the right amount of moisture. So gardeners are probably, you know, a little bit more pragmatic about all this.
Yep. Yeah, now, I spoke at a gardening conference on Saturday here in Duluth that St. Louis County Master Gardeners put on. And it was up at Copper Top Church. So it was really right in the wind was hitting it, that building full force on Saturday. And there were about 100 people at it. And there's a lot of optimism, you know, as far as gardeners. We know that April in the Northland is kind of touch and go. And if you get a beautiful one and you can plant a few things, that's great. But really, you know, it's kind of one of those months that is half winter, half spring. So,
well, the problem, of course, is social media, because I don't remember what it was like necessarily last April until a picture pops up and I'm sitting in the backyard reading, and then I go, oh.
So, I think that's a lot of our problem, too. reminds us.
Well, and of course, a lot of people, though, have been posting pictures from 2013, from the April of 2013, where we really got clobbered with snow. So from that standpoint, so what can gardeners, all right, gardeners can go to conferences, and that's going to be a fun way to make some new connections and meet some new people and get some new gardening ideas. What are some other things that gardeners can be doing right now to keep their spirits up?
Certainly there's things that they can be. And as you just mentioned, we're going to be into the 50s by the weekend, and folks will be out in their yards. It really right now is ideal, and just getting towards the end of the time when you'd want to prune any of your fruit trees. And we've talked about this for a few sessions here, but if you can get out and prune those apples or cherry trees, things like that, there's still time maybe for the next 4 days, 5 days to get that done. So spending a little bit of time outside in the sunshine, the sun is going to be nice and warm, and doing that, and maybe going around and starting now that we should start to see the snow go away in the next couple of days, kind of inspecting and checking your plants for snow damage.
Snow scald.
Things like that.
Snow scald.
Yes. Sun scald.
And that's snow mold. Snow mold. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and snow mold in your grass. So as the snow starts to recede, start looking at that webbing or looking for webbing in your grass, and it looks basically just like spider webs or cotton in your grass. And if you go out and very gently with a spring back rake or even a broom just kind of brush that, that's going to reduce that impact of that potential mold and dying parts of your lawn. So really easy to do. You want to be careful, though, doing that, just especially as we start to warm up. There's a lot. Now we're going to start to see green grass. Probably in 7-8 days, people are going to start to put pictures on Facebook of the first dandelion and
Larry
and the first
green
grass.
Larry says he's already seen his first dandelion. So, yeah. But of course, Larry lives a little away from the lake where it's, you know, tropical. So,
yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. All so, right. So, you know, we're just on the cusp here. People will make it through as far as the next couple of days. You know, like you said, yes, or tomorrow's going to be a little rough. The weekend wasn't great. But it sounds like the weekend coming up is going to be. And for us gardeners getting out and starting to do some of those things that we've pined to do for months. And, now is that time. So, hey, you and I had a great time last Friday on your show, didn't we?
Boy, holy cow. You and the people who took advantage of the gift of a garden visit from you, you can get in touch with them. They'll get in touch with you, and you can set up a time to do that. And you're going to want to, if I know you, if I've listened at all in the last 20 years, you probably would like to meet with them early in the season before everything kind of grows in and fills in so you can get a good idea of what people's yards look like.
Yep. Yeah, I'm hoping to start contacting those folks next week. So if folks that are listening aren't aware, what we did as part of the fundraising campaign for the radio station was offer an opportunity for me to come out and visit with them, bring them some perennials, and talk a little bit about gardening in exchange, or in, not exchange. But,
well, you were offering that as a special thank you gift when folks became newer renewing members.
Yeah. So folks that became or renewed their membership or became members, that was one of the gifts, and we got inundated.
Yeah, we kind of did. You know, I tell you, when, you know, and then again, it was social media. You post a picture, you say, we're giving away Tom Casper, and the calls came flooding in. That's all it took.
Yeah.
All right, well, if there's...
I'm on my way to the Canadian border. They're dropping me off.
If you've got any time at all, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and let's hope that we've had lots and lots of 50s and maybe some 60s by the time we talk in 2 weeks, okay?
I'll bet we have.
I'm hoping for it. All right, thanks, TK.
Thank you.
Tom Casper this morning is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. My gosh, this fall, it's going to be 20 years right here on 103.3 KUMD.